Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. We're going to say the obvious. God is greater than our enemies. Our biggest problem, our perceived inabilities. Yes, God is greater than every challenge we're facing or will face today and the days to come. There's nothing, absolutely nothing that you will face today or this coming week that God hasn't seen and delivered his children from before. God is greater than whatever you're dealing with. And best of all, he's on our side.
I love it. 1 John 4:4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world.
Therefore, we boldly tell you, the greater one lives in you. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. No matter what your problem is, God is greater. There's no foe that's a match for God.
Hallelujah.
For Abraham and Sarah, God was greater than their old age, impotence, barrenness, yes, even bad judgment when they tried to help God out.
For Moses, God was greater than the wrath and the armies of Pharaoh.
For the children of Israel, God was greater than the Red Sea.
For Joshua, God was greater than the walls of Jericho.
For David, God was greater than Goliath the giant.
For the three Hebrew boys, God was greater than the burning fiery furnace.
For Daniel, God was greater than the lions.
For the leper, Jesus was greater than his incurable leprosy.
For the blind man, Jesus was greater than his lifelong blindness.
And for the lame man, Jesus was greater than his sin, deformity, and helplessness.
For the woman caught in adultery, Jesus was greater than her sin, guilt, and shame.
And for the woman who had married five times and was living with a sixth man, Jesus was greater than her failures, poor judgments, disappointments, and broken heart.
For the demoniac, Jesus was greater than the demons. It drove him insane.
And for the hungry multitudes, Jesus was greater than their aching lack.
For the disciples, Jesus was greater than a violent storm.
And look at this. For Lazarus, Jesus was greater than death in being put in a tomb.
For you, for me, for us, Jesus is greater than the devil. And he can throw the devil can try to throw everything at you. But see, you got to know the greater one is in you. We'll deal with the problems you're facing.
Wow.
Got a sin problem?
1 John 3:16 says, this is number one, the classic Amplified Bible, for God so greatly loved and dearly prized Jean-Marie that he gave up his only begotten son and unique son so that Jean-Marie believes in, so that when Jean-Marie believes in, trusts in, clings and relies on him, she shall have not come to destruction and be lost, but have eternal and everlasting life.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Second, 1 John 1:9, classic Amplified says, hallelujah. I love this verse. I do.
It's a sin-free.
It is. If Jonathan freely admits that he has sinned and confesses his sins, he is faithful and just, true to his own nature and promises, and will forgive Jonathan's sins, dismiss his lawlessness, and continually cleanse Jonathan from all unrighteousness, everything not in conformity to his will, purpose, thought, and action.
And third, Isaiah 43:25. Isaiah 43, verse 25 in the Classic Amplified. I, even I, am he who blots out and cancels Anne's transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember her sins.
You know the Message Bible translation of that verse, Isaiah 43:25, kind of says it this way. But I, yes, I am the one who takes care of Rena's sins. And what I do, I don't keep a list of her sins.
Fourth, Hebrews 8:12. Hebrews 8, verse 12 in the Living Translation says, and I will forgive Vincent's wickedness, and I will never again remember Vincent's sins.
Hallelujah. So now let's move on a little further. Got a financial problem? 3 John 2 says, beloved, I wish above all things that Catherine may as prosper and be in health, even as her soul prospers.
Hallelujah. And Deuteronomy 8:18, hallelujah. This in the Classic Amplified Bible says, but Mary shall earnestly remember the Lord, her God, for it is he who gives Mary power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers as it is this day.
Psalm 112:3. I know you'd like to do this one.
I do. Wealth and riches shall be in Lejeune's house, and her righteousness endureth forever.
Hallelujah.
And Bertie too.
Proverbs 10:22, Amplified Classic. The blessing of the Lord, it makes Janus rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. Neither does tolling increase it.
Hallelujah.
Honey, I want to do this next one too, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
2 Corinthians 9:8, and the Amplified Bible Classic. And God is able to make all grace, every favor and earthly blessing, come to Larry and Gina in abundance, so that they may always and under all circumstances, and whatever the need, be self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, and furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation.
Hallelujah. And Malachi 3:10, Classic Amplified Bible. Yvette, bring all the tithes, the whole tenth of your income into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And prove me now by it, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven for Yvette and pour her out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it.
Hallelujah. I wish we had time to put everybody's name in
well,
this, but it would take
we're doing
hours.
Our best.
We're doing our best, but you can put your own in. Next area, if you got a sickness problem, listen to this. Exodus 15:26. If Fitz diligently heeds the voice of the Lord his God and does what is right in his sight, gives ears to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases on Fitz, for I am the Lord who heals Fits.
Psalm 107:20. He sent his word and healed Diane and delivered Diane from all destruction.
Hallelujah. Isaiah 53:4-5 in the Classic Amplified. Surely he has borne Carol's griefs, sicknesses, and carried her sorrows, pains. Yet Carol esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for Carol's transgressions. He was bruised for Carol's iniquities. The chastisement of Carol's peace was upon him. And by his stripes, Carol is healed.
Hallelujah. James 5:15. Verse 15 says, and the prayer of faith shall save Denise. I already said Diane. Denise, and the Lord shall raise her up, and if Denise has committed sins, they shall be forgiven her.
Hallelujah. 1 Peter 2:24, a Classic Amplified. He personally bore John and Corin's sins in his own body, and on the tree, as on an altar, and offered himself on it. that John and Corinne might die, cease to exist to sin, and to live to righteousness. By his wounds, John and Corinne have been healed.
Hallelujah. We have a problem with fear. Joshua 1 verse 9. Joshua 1 verse 9 says, "Have not I commanded Jack? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with Jack whithersoever he goeth."
2 Chronicles 20 verse 15. "Thus saith the Lord unto Laurel, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's."
Psalm 27 verse 1. Psalm 27 1 says, "The Lord is Paul's light and his salvation. Whom shall he fear or dread? The Lord is the refuge and stronghold of Paul's life. Of whom shall he be afraid?"
Romans 8:31 in Classic Amplified. "If God is for Judy, who can be against her? Who can be Judy's foe? If God is on our side, can somebody say hallelujah to that?" That's just glorious.
Okay, Psalm 118 verse 6 in the Message Bible. "God's now at Bruce's side, and he's not afraid. Who would dare lay a hand on Bruce?"
God, well, if you got a problem with failure or direct attacks of the enemy, personalize these verses. Joshua 1:9. "Be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed. For the Lord, Beverly's God."
Yeah.
That's our friend Beverly in D.C. "For the Lord, Beverly's God, is with her wherever she goes."
Deuteronomy 31 verse 6. "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or tremble at them. For the Lord our God is the one who goes without. He will not fail out or forsake him."
Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 20, verse 1 and 4. Deuteronomy 20, verses 1 and 4. "When Jenin goes out to battle against her enemies and sees horses and chariots and people more numerous than her, do not be afraid of them, for the Lord, Jenin's God, is with her and goes before Jenin." He goes before Jenin to fight for her against Jenin's enemies to save her.
1 Corinthians 15, verse 57. "Thanks be to God who gives Susie the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ."
Any other problem that you're facing, frankly, can be covered by Psalm 23. "The Lord is Vincent's shepherd. He shall lack for nothing. He makes Paul to lay down in green pastures. He leads Paul beside the still waters. He restores Dave's soul. He guides Dave in the path of righteousness for his sake. Even though Fred walks through the valley of the shadow of death, he will fear no evil, for you are with Fred. Your rod and your staff, they comfort him. You prepare a table before Joy in the presence of her enemies. You anoint Joy's head with oil. Joy's cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow Brenda all the days of her life, and Brenda shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever."
Or Michelle, or Josh, or so many others.
Or Ray.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
So many.
We can't name them all. We did a bunch today.
We did.
But we didn't name them all.
But it's a wonderful beginning of a week.
Yeah.
To start and going into praising God. We assume you're on your way to church. And the point of it is when tonight.
Before we do that, let me just say this.
All right, let's finish.
You need to begin this week taking comfort in knowing that God can and will solve every problem you've got.
Mm-hmm.
or anything else that could come your way. For he is greater than whatever you're facing.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Sunday Night Live.
I know. This is a good day. This is a great teaching for a Sunday morning. Get to go to church fired up. And then tonight at 6 o'clock.
Easter.
Sunday Night Live.
Make you shout, jump up and down, and run around the room.
So you got a power-packed day, and we hope that we started it off for you just right.
If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com. Click on the button that says,
Join Harold and Bev.
Well, yeah, but so we'll see.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So we'll see.
Oh, I'm all fired up about tonight.
I know you are,
baby. It's going to be so good.
Yeah, just do whatever God tells
you
to do.
That's all we ever ask.
That's it. Well, till tonight at 6 p.m. or tomorrow morning, every morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.